listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, there's more to sell during AEP than just Medicare Advantage. Find out why MedSups make a great addition to your portfolio, whether it's annual enrollment or not. ASG Episode 85, The Hidden Value of Medicare Supplements During AEP, written by Roxanne Anderson. While it's true the annual enrollment period is the prime time to sell Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplements provide you and your clients a very important alternative this fall. You should already be planning appointments to check in with your current clients to see if their plan is working for them. A lot can change in a year, so financial situations and health status have a big effect on plan selections. How can having strong Medicare supplements in your portfolio help you make the most of AEP? Let's break it down by defining the value of Medicare supplements. It's beneficial for you to have Medicare supplements in your portfolio for two reasons. It's a good fit for certain clients, and it's an opportunity to diversify your book of business. Medicare Advantage plans aren't the best fit for all Medicare eligibles. They have set service areas, and a plan may not be offered where your client lives. Additionally, the private health insurers who offer Medicare Advantage products often contract with certain providers to be in their network. Your client may have a doctor he's been going to for years that isn't in the network of the most competitive Medicare Advantage plans available in his county. Enrolling in Original Medicare and purchasing a Medicare supplement to fill in the gaps may make more sense for some clients based on where they live, their hobbies, desires, and their financial situation. Original Medicare and all Medicare supplement plans, except Medicare Select plans, enable beneficiaries to see any Medicare provider in the country. So if your client lives in a remote area, loves to travel, or heads down south for the winter, this combo is an attractive option. Additionally, some people find that their prescriptions would cost them more out of pocket in a Medicare Advantage plan. See if your client's medications cost less with a standalone prescription drug plan and a Medicare supplement. Your clients should never feel like they have to resort to skipping shots or rationing pills. Furthermore, Medicare supplements allow you to expand your client base and increase commissions beyond the Medicare Advantage market. When you sell Medicare supplements, you open your business to people that prefer Original Medicare. Plus, selling Medicare supplements can earn you extra cash through carrier incentive programs or contests like Ritter's 2018 100K cash giveaway and our 10K cash giveaway. We will have a link to those giveaways in our show notes if you're interested in learning how you can qualify. Now you know why selling Medicare supplements during AEP is still valuable, but which should you put in your portfolio? You'll want to showcase a variety of robust products that can meet your clients' unique needs. As an agent, you can expect to work with clients who are healthy and clients who are not. Therefore, it's important you contract with Medicare supplements that have different underwriting requirements. If a client doesn't have a guaranteed issue into a plan, they will likely be required to pass underwriting. Be aware that some carriers may only go back 2 years when looking at an applicant's medical history, and others may go back further. In addition, some carriers offer substandard rates for clients who normally wouldn't pass underwriting. As you're considering carriers, check that the ones you're interested in have a high financial strength rating to ensure that their rates will remain steady and the company is financially sound. Insurers with A++ AM Best ratings are deemed very financially stable. It's also good to have Medicare supplements from carriers that offer household discounts, a strong Plan G and Plan F, and competitive rates for certain age groups. Lastly, before you finish polishing your portfolio, consider offering a strong prescription drug plan. If your clients are enrolled or desire to enroll in Original Medicare, they'll need to enroll in a standalone PDP to afford their medications and avoid paying the penalty for not having prescription drug coverage. Ready to make adjustments to your portfolio? Drop us a line and we can go over which products are most competitive in your local market. We will have that link in our show notes along with additional ASG articles and podcast episodes. You know, we mention our show notes a lot, and there is a reason for that. We recommend you visit the show notes after listening to each episode so you can take advantage of all the resources that you'll find there. As I just mentioned, there are always more ASG articles and podcast episodes listed there, as well as links to our Agent Survival Guide site and our social channels. But there are also links to articles that can take you deeper into the topic we're exploring, whether that happens to be today's dive into Medicare supplements or more information on the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines. We try our best to provide the information you need to be able to survive today and thrive tomorrow in your insurance business. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the ASG podcast, really. Not to get too Casablanca on you, but out of all the podcasts that are out there, you tuning into our show means so much. This podcast would not exist without your support. So thank you again for that. We will see you next episode.